We have guests from Americanaville in Livingston. It's Mark Hauser and Tina Rogers. Welcome. So happy for y'all to be here because y'all have so much going on.
So great to be here.
We're excited. This is going to be our fourth season.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
So what was the idea behind Americanaville? Like, what made you think to do this?
Americanaville sprang from Livingston, Tennessee. They were claiming to be the home of Americana, live Americana music, mm-hmm. because of the Hippie Jack show that was on PBS.
Sure.
And I just took it from that, wrote a song called Americanaville. I have a bluegrass album called that. So mm-hmm. Tina had the idea of taking it a little further and start a venue.
Yeah.
But really, Americanaville, as the song says, it's who you are. It's mm-hmm. how you feel. Americanaville. It's anywhere, USA.
Sure, yeah.
And everyone has an Americanaville.
Yeah.
Everyone in America.
Well, you know, and the Americana is a, you know, being a genre of music, a fast-growing genre
yes.
of music. It's you know, has that, did you, was that happening when you went, when you named it Americanaville? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we had thought about that, but we're more, well, I guess we are all inclusive because we're country music, we're
yeah.
bluegrass music, we're pop music. We had Steve Dorff there last year, mm-hmm. who had, it just crosses all genres of music.
Right.
So that was part of it, but mostly it was about, you're growing up in America, in a mm-hmm. in a small town America. It's about rural America more than anything, but even urban America
yeah.
is America.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
And they have their experiences, and that's kind of what we wanted to draw from for the whole thing.
I feel like Americana is just truth.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, I'm from Dallas,
yeah.
and I still can relate. You know, it's just, it's your home.
Yeah.
And you're proud.
And that's it, the pride.
You know, it's the pride.
Yeah.
Well, sure, and
absolutely.
and music, you know, here, well, anywhere, like you were talking about, anywhere, there's every area's kind of got their own sound in a way, you know, and I think the Upper Cumberland has its own sound in a way, but it's cool that you're bringing in people with different sounds because Americana music is a collection of. All
right.
music.
All American music,
yeah.
and it shows the interconnection between the two. I mean, if you look at country music, its roots mm-hmm. are in gospel.
Yeah.
A lot of it are in bluegrass. That was the roots of country music when mm-hmm. they had the Bristol Sessions. It
yeah.
sounds almost more bluegrassy than it does country.
Yeah.
But it evolved into what we call country music today. And then mm-hmm. you have all these different genres, jazz, you listen to jazz. Jazz is truly American music.
Mm-hmm.
You, that's where it originated. So, and blues. I
yeah.
mean, they're all. And blues came from gospel,
right?
And country drew off that.
The
as well.
History of it is just so fascinating.
It really,
you
is.
Know. And I love what you guys have done with Americanaville. It is a beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful place to go. But you also support those singer songwriters that didn't have a place to perform here in the Upper Cumberland, and you created it for them.
Well, and that's what our goal was. You know, we're a listening room. We're not
yeah.
where you're going to come in and get a beer and yell and scream and hoop and holler. And so it's a listening room, and we are connected to the Steel Coop. We're at the Iron and Oak.
Yeah.
And so we've teamed up with Cindy and Steve Cooper to have – they serve dinner,
mm-hmm.
and their food's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a full bar, but people don't get drunk. You know, it's kind of that kind of feel. And like May 2nd – the opening night for us, we have John Barry, Grammy winner.
Oh, that's
so
awesome,
good,
yeah.
You know, do you remember?
Love Amazes.
Yeah.
yeah.
You love him. It's so amazing to have him. And to be able to bring that type of talent to Livingston, Tennessee.
It's amazing.
It's, Mark and I are so proud to do this and love it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John Barry, golly, he's more than just that one song.
Oh,
none of them are coming to mind right now, and I'm sorry about that, but golly.
She's Taking a Shine.
Yeah.
I think was the number one song.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, he's also got, he sounds so good. We saw him at the Opry, I don't know, 6 months ago or so,
mm-hmm.
and it was phenomenal. He's just
John has a
beautiful
testimony, too, that he kind of does, mixes in with his show because mm-hmm. he's overcome cancer
uh-huh.
and is a cancer survivor, and it's really touching. And that's, again, that's kind of part of what we're part about. We had T. Graham Brown there, and
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing that stands out for me from the T. Graham Brown show was his addiction problem and his overcoming that. Right. Wine Into Water is just a great song. That,
yes, it is.
Oh, and that's one of my favorites.
He tells all about that story as he's bringing that along.
And that is something that I want listeners to know, that these guys come in, girls, they come in, they tell their stories. Mm-hmm. That's something you just don't hear.
Well,
you know?
Your place is more conducive to that telling of the story than if they were on some big stage with lights and
they can't do that. Right.
It's a different experience than a stage show. It's a different experience than a bar scene. Mm-hmm. It's the listening room. My concept when we started talking about this was to kind of go back to the 50s dinner theaters.
Yeah.
You know, where you come in, it's relaxing, it's intimate. You can have dinner and then the show. You just enjoy the show instead of screaming all through it.
Yeah, holding your cell phone up the whole time.
Yeah, which, you know, some people want to do that.
Sure.
They want to go to that, and that's okay. It's just not who we are.
It's just not what we're doing.
No, I love going to shows and concerts and watching live music. I do. I'm so thankful that I was born at a time where I didn't have to chronicle everything on my phone.
I know.
I can just
be in the moment.
I can just do this crazy thing of remember it, you know?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I had the pleasure, and I mean pleasure because I love her. I went and I saw Adele at Bridgestone. Yeah. She stops three songs into her show, and she's from England, so she gets to talk the way she talks.
Right, yeah.
But she tells everyone, put your phones down. Enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
You know, you can get pictures.
She's different because she's still young, but she's like, hey, enjoy this. Yeah. I'm doing this for you. I've worked hard.
Right. And that's kind of how we like it where we're at. The other thing, too, is that people – I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I'm old, and I saw Elvis in 74, and he didn't say a thing about cell phones.
That's true.
And aren't you glad that you have got that moment in memory?
And I didn't even have a way to take a picture, you know.
Yeah.
It was hard to bring a camera into something in those days. So.
They were huge in that big flash.
That's right. And they had, or you got those little digital, you know, kind of things that were not digital, but portable. What are they called?
A Polaroid.
Polaroid that would just, it was right there.
Make that noise. The other thing is that most of our artists allow you to come and have a meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And they have their merchandise and so forth. So if you wanted to buy something, but they'll do pictures with you.
See, that's what's so great. It's so intimate that they can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
And if you get a VIP ticket at ours, the difference between VIP and general admission now is simply VIP seats are in the front of the house.
Yeah.
And you have a server at your table for dinner and everything. If you get a general admission ticket, you still have all that available to you. You just have to go to the bar to order your food. And
because we had to help Cindy's crew. It was killing them because we can seat about 200. And so that's a lot for a restaurant.
Yeah. It is,
to, you know, get hit with.
Sure, especially all at one time.
Right.
Yeah, because the show starts now. Food is now. Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody's got to do it.
And we've learned through the years. We were just serving food from 5 to 6:30, which really made it as crunch time for the kitchen. So now we serve food all night.
If you
come in and at 8 o'clock you decide you want to order dinner, you can.
That probably helps them to be a little staggered out
that,
too.
Yeah. That was a suggestion they made, and of course it worked great for us.
So how long has Americanaville been open? You may have said
4 years.
Four years.
Okay. This is going to be our fourth season.
This is going to be the fourth season. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, Tina, we'll start with you. I think a lot of us know more about Mark's music story than we know about your music story. So what is your music story?
Well, when I was fairly young, I married Kenny Rogers' brother, Randy Rogers.
Oh, okay.
And we have two sons, Christian and Jared, and raised them. But in meeting Kenny, when you're like 22 years old, and he was in his heyday, he was married at the time to Mary Ann, and my goodness, they lived in Bel Air, California, and it was just bigger than life. So I watched how things worked, and so I ultimately, I'm a designer and can design clothing, and I can't sew, just so you know, but I can design it. So I worked with Kenny on things, and went on and worked with Tanya Tucker, traveled and put her wardrobe together the stage as well.
She's never not looked cool, so that says something.
Oh, my goodness. She's really, I'm proud for her. She
has
made such a comeback.
Tanya Tucker.
She's still got it, man.
Let me tell you, when teenage times, a huge crush on Tanya Tucker.
Well, heck, I wanted to be Tanya Tucker.
Yeah, right. You know, and she truly is sounds as great today as she did.
I'm sure. Yeah.
She's just amazing. But I guess mostly I've worked with Lori Morgan. Mm-hmm. I've worked with her for almost 30 years on and off and designed stage clothes and videos. And, you know, Lori and I wrote her Christmas video, My Favorite Things. And
yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs from her.
I love
it. Really
it.
Is. I
it's
love that.
So
I
nice.
Love her version of that.
It's, yeah, it's great. Great.
And the video,
yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Well, we did that.
It's beautiful.
We did that together, and then I designed the dress that was in it, and so.
Tina's also worked with many other people. She's leaving people out. She's worked with Joe Diffie, uh-huh. Doug Stone.
Oh, Joe Diffie.
Sammy. I know.
Sammy
I loved,
Kershaw.
I love Joe. And in fact, we
Pam Tillis.
Yeah. Well, we had just seen Joe.
Yeah.
Before
he passed.
Sick
he passed
got
of
sick
COVID
and,
when, like, right when it started almost.
Well,
it was actually at Lori's.
Restaurant
in
Panama City.
Really?
And
when
he said, I feel sick, and they drove home. And
oh, man.
That was a shocker. Right?
Yeah. It was, because it was like for us especially, it was like Thursday night he got sick, he died on Sunday. Mm. And that's just unheard of.
Yeah.
You know.
So when you were working with all these people, were you designing clothes for everybody, or was that just Tanya? Or?
No, I designed clothes really for Lori, Tanya, and I also purchased things. You know, I put things together.
Yeah.
I just had that eye. And Joe Diffie is an example. You know, they called me, and that's how I met him, and said his record label, and said, would you come in and put him in a look? And so when I met with him, I said,
I guess t-shirt and jeans weren't good enough anymore.
No, and they were on the bottom of the bus, and
so
they were
you're
all wrinkled.
You're a stylist, yeah. Basically. She's
right.
A stylist to
and
the stars.
So I said, sure. So I got with him, and I said, well, the most beautiful thing about you, it's your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to make everything black, monochromatic, till we get to the top, and then we'll do bright colors on Western shirts,
yeah.
And do tips of boots to match, et cetera.
Dang,
and
girl,
so,
you're amazing.
Well, it was
because I thought you were working with the younger artists, you know, which you are now.
I am now.
And scheduling, yes. and doing that.
Right.
But I did not know all
that.
So
really
I'm glad
neat.
To know your story.
Well. There you go.
I tell you, it surely ain't hard to make Lori Morgan look good.
No, that was an easy job.
I mean,
she
that was
still
really
looks
job.
Great.
I mean, she's one of those that could just wear just anything,
yeah.
Really.
And she's so beautiful, yeah. And then she sounds so beautiful, you know. And
right.
Through the years, if you listen to her music, it's just insane.
Yeah. All right, Mark, you know, tell us a little bit about your music story here.
Mine pales in comparison to who she's worked with, but... Of course, I've been writing songs for 30 years. I was just going through my list the other night. Now, most of these are not successful, but I've had 130 songs recorded by somebody.
That's so
oh, that's great.
Over a, what, 40
130.
Year?
130. Yeah.
Over
yeah.
a 40-year period.
He had a number one single that he sang on with Rhonda Vincent.
Oh, wow.
So it hangs like I had it for his 60th birthday. I had it framed for him, and it's got Christina Aguilera on the front of Billboard magazine. Mm. And then there's Mark... You know, sang he had this number one single. And
love
he said,
it.
Tina, this is as close to Christina as I'll ever get.
She don't know what she's missing.
She has no idea.
We have one thing in common. We're in the same Billboard magazine.
That's the one thing, yeah. So, Mark, you've been writing songs for a lot of years. And
I really, when I met Rodney Atkins when he was a student here at Tech and he hung out at my house, we wrote about 60 songs. Mm-hmm. And one of those, God Only Knows, was one of his first songs recorded at Curb Records, and Roddy and I still talk all the time. We write some stuff. We just haven't gotten anything on a project. He hadn't put out a project in a while.
But, yeah, it's been a couple of 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, in bluegrass music, I had the number one single for Kerry Hassler called 7 Miles from Wichita. And
that's a great song, Mark.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I mean, he's an amazing songwriter.
And when
I mean,
when my album came out, it went number 9 in Billboard out of the blue, but it was because Real Rhythm Records was, at that time, was on top of the bluegrass world.
Right.
The album was on that record. We had 3 chart singles, and she mentioned the one with Rhonda,
which
was great. And Rhonda's just cut a new song of mine with John Barry.
Oh, neat.
And
it
comes out this Friday.
How about that?
It's on a gospel album that includes 13 Grammy winners. The song is called "O Lonely Day," and it's about the crucifixion of Christ. It's my favorite song I've ever written.
Wow!
And it's
the most beautiful,
coming out this
beautiful
week.
Song.
I'm sure. If he wrote it, it's got to be.
Before we run out of time, let's get to who's coming to Americanaville for your fourth season.
Okay, on May 2nd, of course, is John Berry. We want people to come and check out that show. That's our opening show. Mm-hmm. Our next big show, we do have a couple other shows, songwriter shows, in May. Uh-huh. I'm teaching a course at Ball State Community College, and we're going to have those guys one night come in on the 16th of May, and then Tommy Lee on the 30th. But on June 6th, we have the frontman. That's the next big show. That is the actual frontman from three of the best bands of the 90s, Restless Heart, Larry Stewart, Richie McDonald of Lone Star, and Tim Rushlow of Little Texas.
Come on.
And it's going to be all their hits.
That's a dream team right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a night of hits. That's going to be fantastic.
And in Livingston, Tennessee.
In Livingston, can you believe it? And we also have Brian White.
And July the 11th, Brian
He's
White.
He's getting to it.
Brian White will be there. We have Claire Cunningham between that. She just won two. I met her at the Grammys. I went to the Grammys this year to promote the gospel album and met Claire. Mm-hmm. Claire is from Ireland, and she won two awards for Single of the Year and Female Vocalist of the Year at the World Music, Entertainment Awards
and
in Hollywood.
That fabulous Irish.
She's very Irish sound.
Yeah. Like the Cranberries and all that.
So good.
It'll be a great show. She's a singer-songwriter that's going to make some splashes. She's young still.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's part of our heritage around this area, too.
Especially around
Irish.
This. Yeah. Irish. The Irish, that's the start of really country music. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, really, the Irish.
Her. So people need
Appalachian
to come
music.
And see her. Yeah, she's really good.
And then, as she mentioned, Brian White. Of course, someone else's star, Rebecca Lynn.
Oh, dude,
I'm not
that guy was
to love
huge
you anymore.
Back in the day.
He was on fire at one time. And Brian's still a great writer. He's written some songs since those. We have one more show in July. What we did, May, June, and July has a couple shows a month, and then we just go once a month. But the second show in July is the 18th. It's Kendall Schaefer. He's had a couple number ones on the Texas chart.
Yeah,
and
I've
he
heard
just
that
happened
name.
To be coming through this area. So he's going to be
a
there.
Texas country red dirt stuff is getting really big right now. Really
big. They have their own award show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite guy in that realm right now is Coe Wetzel.
Oh.
And, I know him.
And he, I mean, he's a nut.
Yeah. Yes.
But him and Paul Cawthon, I love both of them because they're about as nutty as you can be and still be called good music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They get after it.
Yeah, they do.
Kevin Denny comes August 1st. Kevin had That's Just Jesse, a big hit.
Yeah.
Had a second big hit called Cadillac Tears off that same album, his debut album, which is a fantastic singer. Sounds a lot like Keith Whitley. That's kind of his idol.
You
Keith
said the
Whitley.
Right word there.
That's my number one guy,
and
Keith Whitley. Love him.
That. We have the Garrett Boys, a local group.
Oh, gosh.
Love
They'll
them.
Be here September
3rd. And
they 3rd.
Won the Tennessee Songwriters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Boy, they're good. They're one of my favorites. Yeah.
And then we have a show that's outside the box. We did something different.
Goodness.
We're bringing in Barry Corbin. Who is an actor.
The
actor on Yellowstone.
Oh, my gosh. I love that guy.
He's a Shakespearean-trained West Texas actor, and he's going to come in and do some Shakespeare, talk about being on the ranch. He was on the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Lonesome Dove.
What?
Tulsa King.
Sylvester Stallone. He's
Yellowstone.
Let me tell you, his voiceover business.
Yeah.
He makes more doing voiceovers than all of us combined.
Well,
I tell everybody, if you just hear his voice, you'll know who he is.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
And you'll get your picture with him, which is really cool, but he's going to take
questions from the audience.
That's like a speakeasy thing
That's October 3rd.
He said, I want everybody.
The cheapest seat in the house always gets a chance to meet him. So he said, I'm going to stay to the last person.
Wow.
There. Great guy.
I will be at that.
Oh, please.
It's going to be fun.
I'm sorry that Barry Corbin's like the guy. I'm like,
really? No, he's so cool.
It makes me happy because when I approached Mark with this, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is out of the box.
Yeah. Well, I've met all the other ones, but I haven't met Barry Corbin. Right. That's great.
That's what I love about y'all.
All right, we got about 30 more seconds. Sorry.
Two more shows. November 7th, we have Addison Johnson. He's a local. He's actually from Greensboro, North Carolina, but he's very popular around this area. And then the Christmas show is our finale, always our biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
Linda Davis is there. It's going to be called and Christmas.
Yeah.
Linda,
I cannot wait.
Lang, it's a family thing.
Their daughter, Riley Jean.
Riley Jean will be with them.
And then we're hoping. It's a family thing. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right, man. That is a lot
Lady
going
A girl.
I thought she was going to get me in trouble.
A lot going
we're
on
hoping.
At Americanaville. What's the website?
Americanaville.net.
Americanaville.net.
You can go there, you can get your tickets, you can get my personal phone number. I'll help you with anything.
And people need to know we've reduced tickets this year. So check it out. Look at the ticket prices. We know people are struggling with the economy.
Yeah.